Hey, man, dude, when I was in Germany, we were stationed with this guy, and, dude, we called him Dragon Breath, because anytime he opened his mouth, it was nauseating.
Oh,
like, you'd be in formation, and he'd be standing, like, you know, two people down, like, he'd be two soldiers down, and the wind would just catch his breath right and throw it in your face, and, like, you'd have to almost throw up.
Man.
So, as a gag, we gave him a wire toothbrush, and he didn't really like it too much, and then we told him Army had free dental, so maybe he should try it.
God.
So, yeah. But, yep, that was that.
I think a lot of people, it's not just a matter of dental hygiene. I think some people do have an imbalance in their stomach, or they have something going on in their bodies that are that's doing there with their diet.
That's the case, man. He needs to swallow some scope or something.
Yeah, maybe. I think just at that point, they're just farting out the wrong end of their body. You know, I think that's. I'm serious, Sherry, and you may giggle, but I think some people do have a serious, like, they have a condition. It's called something. I know that there's some, like...
It's not acid reflux, is it?
That may... I think that can contribute. I think that can be one of them. And
let alone marry him.
Halitosis or something? Does that sound familiar?
What something. Is it?
Halitosis, I think.
Maybe.
I'll have to look
at
that
to make
sure.
I got a dentist appointment tomorrow. I'll find out.
Yeah, ask the dentist about that one. Unless
all right. Well, I'll give you a call in the morning or something.
All right, bro.
All right, be later, man.
See you. Stooks in the morning, what do you think about the old dilemma between telling someone their breath's bad or hanging out or whatever? Go ahead.
Well, you know, when someone has really bad breath or something, I do tend to say something because it's so distracting. I completely missed the entire point of the conversation because
you're so distracted. Yeah.
You know, like a book hanging, you're like, It's like a cliffhanger. You wonder if is it going to fall off? Is it going to find a branch and just,
yeah?
And you can't stop staring at it.
Yeah, you're right. You force eye contact away from it. You know, it's like if someone has a giant zit on their forehead.
Uh-huh.
And then,
right.
And then you're like, okay, concentrate. Try to focus on the conversation, and then it just drifts back down.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to communicate that way. So you have no problem confronting people on it.
Not generally.
How well do you think you have to know somebody to do that?
It's got to be pretty well. Coworkers I'm okay with, but, just random people that I see on campus, no.
Okay.
No. I'm talking to, no. But the fly thing, funny story about the fly thing. My grandparents are amazing, but, we were at dinner a couple weeks ago. And my grandpa's fly was unzipped, and my grandma noticed it, and I saw her at the table, and I don't know which was funnier, my grandma trying to tell my grandpa that his fly was unzipped nonchalantly, or when she finally said, "Donald, your fly is unzipped." It was hilarious.
At least she didn't reach over and zip it up for him.
Yeah.